Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Hope you made time to catch the second weekend of USFL action. It was filled with more great plays, awesome tech, and new rules catered to the biggest football fans. Let's get right into it with our top plays of the weekend, starting with Saturday's action. The Pittsburgh Maulers fell short against the Philadelphia Stars, but it didn't stop Jalen McClain-Sapp from having the play of the day. Take a look. This will be one of the best interceptions you see all season long. Shannon, what do you think of this pick?
Well, I like it. Normally, the DBs are playing DB because they can't catch, and here's the guy getting a one-handed interception. You don't see that very often from the defensive side of the football. Now, there have been some DBs that had good hands. Deion Sanders, Rod Woodson, some of those guys, Ed Reed, but that was a big-time play by that gentleman.
So, usually, when you see a DB ripping straight down on the ball, right, it's going to go straight to the
correct
ground, and he managed to cup it.
Yes.
He got his hand all the way underneath the nose to cup it before it hit the ground, which is shocking to me because he's ripping straight down and held on.
Right.
And then pulled it back up into his breadbasket.
And I'm not so sure, Skip, he's looking at the ball. Normally you catch with your eyes. I'm not so sure because the receiver had his helmet. I'm not so sure he realized he had it until he was on the ground.
Wow.
It was a big time play. Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to the late game on Saturday.
Like
Houston Gamblers QB Clayton Thorson fought off a defender and found Tyler Simmons wide open downfield. 44-yard touchdown, bringing his team within a score in the second half. Shannon, how do you like this throw?
I like this throw a lot because you see the guy escape, and normally guys want to escape to their dominant hand. Right-handed quarterback wants to roll right,
yep,
left-handed to the left, but he goes the opposite direction.
He does.
Keeps his head up, knows he has a guy down there somewhere. Hell, I got a receiver down there somewhere. Let me throw it.
Yep.
And he finds him for a 44-yard touchdown. That's 2 weeks in a row this guy's made some big-time throws, Skip.
Clayton Thorson, throw of the week. 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. I told you I loved him when he was at Northwestern. Maybe I shouldn't go to love. I liked him when he was at Northwestern. Eagles took him in the fifth round. He was on the Cowboys practice squad for 1 year, 2019. And he's got big-time ability.
Yes.
And to your point, he escapes the rusher in his face. And then he's got another one in his face as he's rolling the wrong way, throwing across his body. And that kid, Tyler Simmons, who snatched the ball downfield after a little scramble drill breakaway, in 2019, he caught 21 balls for the University of Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
So he's also from a pipeline talented program.
Yes.
He's got ability.
Yes.
Perhaps this will lead to something greater. All right. Yesterday, New Orleans Breakers Jonathan Adams did his best OBJ impression. Speaking of one-handed catches, he climbed the ladder to bring down this ridiculous one-handed catch. That is beautiful. His team would go on to rout the Tampa Bay Bandits 34-3. Shannon, how great was this catch?
Well, what I'm seeing in the first 2 weeks, Skip, I'm seeing a lot of one-handed catches, both offensively and defensively. But that's a big-time throw because the DB is draped on him. So, and the safety is coming over the top, so he knows he's going to take a hit, and he has to fend off the DB that's already guarding him. That was a big-time play. Of those three, I think that's the best play right there because I think that's the most difficult play, and he made it look very routine.
I'll still take Clayton Thorson's.
That was a big-time throw.
Jonathan Adams snatches that ball with his trail hand.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
It's his trail hand. It's not his lead hand because the ball is thrown behind him.
He has to open up.
And For him to go up that high, he is 6'3", 220, but it was a big-time NFL-time catch.
Yeah, plus give you opening up, but you know, exposed. You know that safety is coming over.
He is coming over.
So, like, Mar Harris, we get down here.
Whew, I was impressed.
It is. I mean, the play is, like I said, it was a lot of one-handed catches, but seemingly the play is getting better and better week in and week out, so I'm anxious to see what it looks like in week three.
Mm.
You know, there are some NFL scouts' eyeballs on this action as well. All right, USFL action does continue Saturday. Doubleheader on Fox. 4 Eastern, the Tampa Bay Bandits take on the Houston Gamblers. Then the Birmingham Stallions battle the New Orleans Breakers in a fight of the league's only undefeated teams. All right, gentlemen, let's move back to the NBA now. After losing to the Boston Celtics 109-103 on Saturday, the Nets, can you believe it? They're on the verge of being swept. Kevin Durant played 46 minutes, but only scored 16 points. After the game, KD said, well, I was just thinking too much. Shannon, how much do you think KD's legacy is getting tarnished right now?
Well, Skip, this is all about updating your resume. And you know in professional sports, this is why I love it so much. You get an opportunity to update that resume. And KD's had a pretty good resume up until this point. But, Skip, this is going to be bad. If he were to get swept and on a team that he put together, everything was done with the Brooklyn Nets with the blessing of Kevin Durant. Kerr.
I think Kyrie was the driving force.
Skip, I believe, let me look at it like this. Steve Kerr was hired because Steve Kerr was in Golden State. He received Kevin Durant's blessing to be the head coach. Sean Marks ran that.
Steve Nash is the head coach.
Mm-hmm. But he was with Steve Kerr on the Golden State staff.
He was.
I believe he got a blessing from Kevin Durant to be the head coach. Or he would not, Skip. A team, a super team, you put it together, and you want a first-time, a guy that's never coached before, to be the head coach? No, that doesn't happen like that. And look at all the additions. James Harden, that received Kevin Durant's blessing. All this trade, it received Kevin Durant's blessing. So he's going to have to do something really spectacular for them to win this series because this is a super team. And in 3 years, he's going to have one series to show for the work that he put into this.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, what's bad is how bad he played. If you win a series and you, like last year, Skip, against the Milwaukee Bucks, we gave him kudos because we saw what he did. We can't give him kudos in losing this one, Skip.
No.
You can't in a must-have game three on your home court. You get up 11 shots. You get up, 16 points? Mm. That's not good enough.
No.
And then you're so inefficient, 4 of 17, 9 of 24. It's almost like, Skip, his skill set is to score the basketball. He can't just play make and impact the game like that. He has to score and play make. But he just can't play make. Some guy like Chris Paul can have his impact. Some guys can have impact, and all they do is make it easy for everybody else.
Yep.
That's not what Kevin Durant can do. So, Skip, he loses this. Even if he doesn't get swept, it's because of the way he's played, it's going to be a ding. It's going to be a ding on his resume. He's playing bad. He's looking real bad.
So I've argued for, God knows, 3, 4, 5 years now, maybe all the way on this show, from day one,
yes,
6 years ago, that Kevin Durant is the best player on this planet. And I believe he was up through that series a year ago because the playoffs are everything for me. They reveal and they expose. They reveal greatness. They expose weakness. Right now, Ja is getting exposed. We'll see if he can right that wrong.
Okay.
We have seen Kevin's greatness revealed through back-to-back finals MVPs, heck, back through an MVP year in which he went 90-50-40 mm-hmm. in Oklahoma City. We could just see it. Heck, I was all over Kevin's, you know, I said he's going to win multiple scoring titles when he was at the University of Texas for that 1 year. So all the way up through last summer's Olympics, he was the best player on the planet because literally at an international event, he just took it over and we won gold because of him.
Okay.
So here we go into this series and impossible just happened. Ime Udoka, who was on that staff last year and got to watch him up close and personal, who has coached against him at the right hand of Greg Popovich in many big playoff games before, said, wait a second, I've got the length and I got the desire on my team. And if we attack him and play some football, basketball on him, we're going to foul him.
Right.
We'll send him to the free throw line, but we are going to discombobulate him. They have knocked him completely out of rhythm to the point that he has lost all of his poise and all of his confidence. And I have never seen anything quite like this in my career of covering NBA basketball dating back to the years that I covered Kareem's team without Magic for the Los Angeles Times back in the middle 70s here in L.A.
Right.
Never seen anything like this. I don't think you have either because it's such a shock to your eyes. It's hard to compute what's happening. But if it happened once, okay.
Right.
If it happened twice, three times,
right.
exactly the same way, except the third time was not the charm, it was the harm, because it was even worse.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like Kevin Durant, Skip. Like you said, we've seen KD. We know what he's capable of. Bro, 9 of 24, 4 of 17? What? You take 11 shots in a game you must have?
This is it, man. This is for your whole year.
Because, Skip, we're having a different conversation. He goes and gets you 33. He shoots the ball 18, 19 times. Yep. They win this ball game. It's 2-2. It's 2-1 with another game in Brooklyn. Whew. Okay. We might be on to something.
So I might be slightly premature here, because if you are correct, you think the Nets are going to win tonight.
I do.
Well, if they're going to win, he's going to have a pretty very big game,
yes,
right? Probably
yes.
A very big game.
Yes.
So if you're right, you could start to right the wrongs of the first three games, and then God knows what might happen if you had another. If you broke back through and you said, this is how to do it against that defense, and you got them on the run, and somehow you got it to a game seven, and let's say you lost game seven in Boston, well, then you've untarnished the tarnish. But the way this is heading right now, I do not think the Nets are going to win
tonight. Yeah, I definitely don't think they get to a game seven,
okay.
Skip. But the problem is that, Skip, if you remember the last 5 minutes of the ball game, it was Kevin Durant and four guards. What the hell? Okay, you got Kevin, KD's going to guard Al Horford. But who's going to guard Jason Tatum? Who's guarding Jaylen Brown? And you see what happened.
What's been their MO all year? We will outscore you.
Yes.
We'll outshoot you.
You can't, but
we'll out-three you.
You can do that, Skip, if KD and Kyrie has it going.
Well,
what happens when they don't have it going and you can't score and you can't stop the other team? Because we saw Jaylen Brown. He's like, oh, I'm going to dance with somebody. Whoever got me, they put Seth Curry on him. Come on, bro. He said, y'all disrespecting me. No disrespect to Seth Curry, but he's not a defensive guy, and he's not nearly tall enough to bother Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
Okay, you put Bruce Brown on Jason Tatum. Okay, what are you going to put on Marcus Smart? Because you got guys out there, Skip, that's not defenders.
For the record, the Nets did win the fourth quarter 31-28, so something worked a little bit, except Kevin Durant wasn't working much at all because he turned himself into facilitator.
It wasn't
until 6 minutes were left in the game that he finally got to the free throw line for the first time and made both, as usual, 2 of 2. But the previous game, 3, he was 18 of 20 from the free throw line. This game, he took 11 shots because he said, I decided to try to get my teammates involved because they got open looks.
Skip.
Okay.
Blake Griffin was 2 of 3 from the three, and Seth Curry was 2 of 2. So that's 16. That's 16 points between those guys. Okay, they can live with that. That's not Kevin Durant. That's not Kyrie. Kyrie Irving had 2 points. Kevin Durant had 4 points. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Those two, Blake Griffin and Seth Curry, not going to beat you in a ball game.
They are not, nor is Bruce Brown.
No.
They have disarmed the nuclear weapon that is Kevin Durant.
Correct.
And they know it because he's everything to them. They're going to go as he goes, not as Kyrie goes.
Right.
He goes along for the ride. And as skilled as he is, the nuclear weapon is Kevin Durant. And as Steve Nash so correctly put it, our biggest problem isn't Kevin missing shots. It's Kevin turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Because what's the number
now?
Well,
you put him in a situation he's not used to, Skip.
Okay, so he's made a grand total
19.
Of 19 shots, and he's turned it over 17 times, and a lot of them are compound F-ups, as we've said, the Phil Jackson term, where it goes the other way for an easy dunk. So as painful as this might be to watch, I would like to demonstrate how Kevin Durant's legacy has been tarnished with 17 turnovers. It goes 6-6 and then 5 the other night. 6-6 and 5. If we could see those in a row, just to give you the gravity,
they get in trap. Al Horford.
Yep. Whoops. And we've clowned Russell Westbrook often on this show. Now his ex-running mate. Let's see what happened to Kevin. Kevin, just careful. Just careful. Just think about it. He's completely out of sync. That's just awful and ugly. And it will get worse. That's just Kevin. Easy. Whoops. And yeah. Lord have mercy, this is game 2. That's just ugly basketball. And it's hard for the Nets to overcome that. Yep.
Keep your eye on your luggage, KD. Keep your eye on your luggage. Something's going to transpire.
7 feet tall and has to dribble it up to about 5 feet tall. And here we go.
That's game frustration 3. Foul.
Oh, God, that's just, Lord have mercy. Kevin, you're better than that. You're just better than this. Here's the last two in the fourth quarter. That was horrendous. That's when I said, well, that's game over. And then that one, really? Kevin Durant.
But this was the game winner, I think, right here, though.
Yep. That was it. But those two, the last two were in the fourth quarter, and you just sit back and say, what happened to you, man? You're better than that. And I do think he has high basketball IQ.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a great passer, but I think he can be a decent passer.
But that's what they try. They're trying to make him. They're going to try. They're like, look, you're going to have to pass this ball, and other guys are going to have to beat us.
Yep.
You're not going to beat us.
No.
And, Skip, you remember when Kyrie got down there, Kyrie said, for the first time in my career, mm-hmm. I could look down there at the bench and I could see a mofo that could make a shot like me.
Mm-hmm.
When you look down there at that bench and you see a guy that can just miss as many shots as you can.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what they're doing. Y'all clanging it up, Kyrie.
Mm.
And you know what? You know, it's asking an awful lot of us to be able to gel like a team that's been gelling since Christmas. I wonder what Kyrie could have done to help the Brooklyn Nets gel.
Well, he said that the team in the other locker room has been gelling since Christmas because they had all their players, right?
Yeah, I wonder what Kyrie, the deep thinker, the philosophical guy that Kyrie is, I wonder what he's pondering.
I don't know.
Could I have done to make sure I was here and we were gelling?
Okay, unfortunately, I don't think he's pondering much at all because he always says, many things in life are more important than basketball.
Yes.
I don't think he's losing any sleep over this. I think Kevin is losing way too much sleep over this. I think he has thought it to death off the court.
Yeah. But, Skip, it's different. Kyrie's legacy is not going to be as impacted by this as Kevin Durant's.
Nope.
And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie, see, when LeBron lost those finals, It wasn't no Kyrie. But Kyrie hit the shot. And that's what happens. And, see, that's the difference in the two. The pressure, the weight, Kevin, as much as you think Kevin Durant had pressure in Golden State, the pressure in Golden State is nothing like what he has right now.
Mm.
Skip, all the pressure. There is no Steph, there is no Klay, there is no Draymond.
Mm.
Because, Skip, you think you can leave Klay and Steph open? You saw them yesterday against the Nuggets. Klay Thompson started to look like Klay Thompson again. I don't know if anybody noticed it. He started to look like that. So they was doubling Steph, leaving KD wide open. And KD was punishing them. Give him credit. Now, he don't have anybody that can punish when they double him.
Mm.
But they're in trouble. They're going to have to play the game. They're going to have to play the game of their lives. Because I'm sure Udoka is telling them, guys, they think they can get one game and, you know, get another game. All they try to do is get back. No. I want to come back here and I want to unpack and get ready.
Yep.
But Skip, this is what I knew Boston Celtics were for real.
Mm.
Everybody else sought their starters because nobody wanted to deal with old Kevin Durant in the seventh spot. Boston say, we do.
Yep.
We're not going to do what Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do what Philly. We're not going to do what No. We want the smoke.
Mm.
Whatever you think you are, we think we better. And Skip, you and I was talking about it. Skip, they wasn't just beating people by 5 points. They beating people by 20. They beating people by 40.
They were.
It was a moral victory if you hung within 10 or 15 of them.
True.
They say, okay, we want all that. Whatever y'all got, Brooklyn, we want some of it.
I told you that Ime had helped them grow a defensive backbone that Brad Stevens could not figure out how to manifest for them. And all of a sudden, they have turned Kevin Durant into Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I believe his legacy is permanently tarnished. I can no longer call him best player on the planet.
Well, he wasn't best player. That was Giannis.
No. It's this guy. Wait. The Giannis you said was going to lose the next two games to Chicago?
Whoa. Time out. Did you anticipate Grayson Allen going 8 for 9?
No, but I told you that Giannis will win both these games, and I was correct.
Skip, think about
it. You jumped off the bandwagon. Skip, you can't leap back on driving.
Hold on. Skip. Giannis had 18 points, and they won by 30. What other superstar you know can have 18 points and his team win by 30? Mm. When Grayson Allen started dropping bombs. Mm. Grayson Allen had 3 points, Skip, in the first two games, and now he's averaging 25 in the last two.
He's a nice player.
Yeah, but
he's always been.
And you ain't seen no 25 points nice.
Mm.
And you look BP, Bobby Portis. You see what he's doing. And Holiday yesterday with 26. Well, if you let Giannis get 32 and 17, and you let Grayson Allen give you 27, Holiday give you 26, what you expect to happen? Kevin Durant ain't got that.
Mm. I am hoping that Kevin Durant goes for 55 tonight.
Against that defense?
Mm-hmm.
He barely got 55 in all three games. And he going to get 55 in one game?
I'm hoping he goes for 55 because I still love what he used to be. But it ain't happening. He is overmatched. He is overwhelmed. And he is going to Cancun tomorrow.
No. Boy, I can imagine. I can just imagine what the talk shows, the debate shows, and how Twitter would be a buzz if this was LeBron James. If this was LeBron James, and he was stinking it up, he leaving what the elephant left on the showground?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh! But no. Oh, he ain't got no help. Oh, if Kyrie, they not gelling. No!
I know, but it's not LeBron James because his team missed the playoffs. I'll take this over that.
If Kevin Durant was going to look like that.
The legacy that is permanently tarnished is LeBron's. You can't even make the playoffs.
Gentlemen, Kevin Durant I have to jump in. I love the fire this morning, but we got to leave this one here. 55 would certainly be a tall order. That would be fun to watch.
Yeah,
all right, Skip, you mentioned the playoffs exposing folks. Are the Heat exposing Trae Young?
No,
stick around.
Really.
That's next.
No mercy.
Saturday, it's a huge doubleheader on FS1. First at 4, Shohei Ohtani leads the Angels against the White Sox. Then Bryce Harper and the Phillies battle Francisco Lindor and the Mets. Next Saturday on FS1 and the Fox Sports app. All right, so Trae Young has been shooting below his season averages all series long. The Hawks now trail the Heat 3-1 as the series shifts back to South Beach following yesterday's loss. Shannon, what do you think? How disappointing was Trae last night in a home game the Hawks pretty much almost had to win?
He didn't have a good game, but what's he going to do? I mean, the series is going the way I thought it would. They're 8 seed. They're playing the number 1 seed in the East. And I thought they would get one game, and Miami Heat would win the series 4-1. He played very good on Friday night, got him the win, 24-8. Game 3 hit the game-winning floater with 5 seconds left in the ball game. But this is how the series are supposed to go. They're the 8 seed. Look at the Nuggets. They're down 3-1. Look at the Hawks. They're down 3-1. We've got to stop this notion. If you're an 8 seed and you got a great player, you're supposed to upset. Let me tell you what happened. Skip's GOAT, the greatest player to ever live, Michael Jordan, is 1-9. He won one game as a 7th or an 8th seed. He won one game off Milwaukee. He got swept twice.
And he was called God in sneakers by Larry Joe Bird.
He got swept twice as an 8th seed.
Anybody ever called Trae Young God in sneakers?
It doesn't skip. At the end of the day, he was called God sitting home. Mm. So in other words, he couldn't work miracles on the court.
Mm.
So stop this notion because a guy is supremely talented. Trae Young is a star player, not a superstar. He's a star. He's on a team that is not as good as the Miami Heat.
Mm.
They're doing the same thing to Trae Young as they're doing to Chris Paul. They throw Kyle Lowry. Lowry was out yesterday. Strus took him. Jimmy Butler takes him. PJ Tucker takes him. Even Depot came in yesterday for the first time, and he took him. They're throwing so many bodies at him because he's the only guy that you're concerned with. So I'm not surprised that no one is surprised that the Atlanta Hawks are down 3-1. It happens. It's a rarity. Philly, yeah. I know what they did last year, Skip. They upset the number 1 seed. And we've seen it a couple of times. The Warriors did it to the Mavericks. I think the first time it happened, but it was a 5-game series. It was the Denver Nuggets did it to the Supersonics. Mm-hmm. Dikembe Mutombo, I think it was in 94.
Yep.
But Skip, 8 seeds are not supposed to generally be the 1 seed unless something unforeseen happens. And in this situation, that unforeseen is not going to happen.
Mm. Shannon Sharp, I have told you from day one after I watched Trae Young play for my University of Oklahoma, where I grew up in Oklahoma City, as the biggest fan of both football and basketball at OU. I told you he's overrated.
How?
I'm about to demonstrate here. He's too little to start with. He's a little ice tray. And you go, ooh, he's ice tray.
Yeah.
Well, now he's just shivering cold. And he's often shivering cold because he shoots way too many threes and he misses way too many threes. And he turns the ball over way, way, way too much. If you think Kevin Durant, what I just showed you, turning the ball over is bad, Trae Young, if you can believe this, led the league in turnovers this year, and now he's leading the playoffs in turnovers with 24. Would you believe in the games that they played, the 4 games they played, he's a minus 55 because they just take him right out of the game. He's averaging 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists because he's been a disaster. From three, he's 21%, 7 of 33. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic. And I don't want to hear any more, oh, well, it was a cultural fit for Atlanta to take Trae Young and Luka to go to Dallas. Baloney it was. Atlanta should have taken
Luka. You didn't
like
Luka.
He's way better than Trae Young.
But you don't like him, so why you want him to?
I'm doing lesser of evils, but again, he's like 10 times better than Trae Young ever thought about being. Little Ice Trae, you come in here every day. Ice Trae, he's cold. Well, he's just shivering cold because I get cold watching him.
What did he do to Philly last year?
Huh?
What did he do to Philly?
He shot 5 of 23 in game seven.
He averaged 30 for the series.
He was horrendous, and he's been horrendous in this series. 35% from the floor. 35%.
If you don't mind me asking, what's Kevin
Durant shooting? By the way, they were the ninth seed going into the play-in, the ninth seed. So he's overrated because you can't be Trae Young and be on the leading the ninth seed.
Hold on, time out.
Right?
Think about what you just said. You just said Trae Young is not very good.
Shannon,
and he was in the. Hold on,
you're wrong.
Hold on, time out, Skip. You just said Trae Young isn't very good, and he was in the play-in tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The best player on the planet was in the play-in tournament, mm-hmm. and he's down 3-0.
Well, obviously, he didn't have Kyrie for much of the year. Okay? And obviously, he missed, a month and a half with a MCL sprain.
Another excuse.
Well, they traded James Harden for nobody because there's nobody.
You love the trade. You told me at the time of the trade.
It was great. And Ben Simmons could make you look really stupid.
When?
I don't know.
When
he ever comes back. I thought it was a great trade. And by the way, James Harden, is he still playing? I don't even know.
Not very well.
I don't even recognize him.
No, not very well. He's not playing the way he
was. Okay, so here's the point. Trae Young has missed 26 three-point shots in 4 games. And by the way, just to drive home the magnitude of this, could we see the 26 missed shots? Just to show you, he's so little, he has to, throw it. He has to, push it like it's a shot put to get it there. Here we go. These are 26 minutes. Ooh, that was nothing but backboard. And that barely ticked the front of the rim. And that was short. And he's short on most of these, it seems like.
They're wearing him down, them legs.
Well, I guess so. P.J. Tucker's been all over him. I agree. He's just so little. I don't know how tall. Is he 5'11"? I don't know what he is.
He can put the ball in the basket. Yeah. It's not going into there, but you average 28. He was 28 points.
Woo, that's nothing but
and 9
backboard.
Assists.
Huh. Block. Right, you're shooting so far out, it's just hard to be very consistent from that kind of distance.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and here we go again. Whew, a little long. Every time he shoots it, I'm like, that's
but
no
Skip,
good.
But Skip, I mean, you make it seem like, Steph was 3 of 13 on threes yesterday.
Yeah, don't get me started about Steph in the postseason.
It's not that easy to take those contested shots.
Okay.
But that's how they made
logo
their name.
Logo 3. It's a logo 3. And every once in a while, he makes one. Everybody says, whoa, did you see that?
Did you see that game winner?
Yeah.
Did you see the game winner?
I saw him make 2 shots on Friday night. You said he played very well in that game. Baloney.
24-8.
He was horrendous in that game on Friday night.
Did you see the floater for the game winner?
Look at these. I saw the floater, and he made – we got – Tuck just hammered him on that.
It did. It ain't called a foul.
No. Okay.
I know a guy had
this is a lot of misses in 4 games, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
This just take the heart. You're shooting your own team right in the heart when you miss this many. Come on, make one. Just make one. That's 26 missed threes. And to your point, after he was horrendous on Friday night, he finally made a quote-unquote logo 3 that got them jump-started at the end of the game. And to your point, he got downhill on P.J. Tucker and got in the lane, and he threw it up for grabs, and it bounced and it bounced and it bounced and it did a Kawhi-esque friendly roll right into the basket.
Oh, Jimmy Buckets. Yeah. He went down the hole on Jimmy Buckets.
No, but you on keep PJ.
But you keep talking about Trae missing shots. KD, 9 of 24, 4 of 17, 6 of 11. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Durant in 3 games, he missed 33 shots.
We already talked about Kevin Durant. We're talking about your guy, Trae Young, right now. And the point is, this was it. This is... In Atlanta, what do they call it now? State Farm?
Yeah, State Farm Arena.
Okay, State Farm Arena. This is your game to win. You won the one on Friday night. You get Capella back. You get Capella, your lob partner, back. And the other team is missing the head of the snake. Kyle Lowry has pulled his hamstring, and I'm not loving my Miami pick. I'm not loving it, man, because he's the head of the snake is Kyle Lowry. He's the point guard for the Miami Heat. And I'm thinking, wow. And guess what? Trae's team got Miami down 8 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter. if you're that dude, if you're a superstar, Trae Young, you got to take it home.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. Now we got to change the Listen, audience. He's going to change the subject because he can't defend.
No.
There have been so many.
So Trae Young.
What about Kevin Durant?
No. You said 8 points. Trae Young, you get a team down 8 points, you supposed to hold on.
Yep.
But Kevin Durant getting a team down 17
so
points.
It's about Kevin Durant.
What? No.
Yeah, it's about Kevin
all
Durant.
I'm saying is.
We got it. I just told you he's no longer the best player on the planet. Trae Young is not that guy. You're wrong again. You were wrong. I called it from the start. And you come out here, Ice Trae. And I said, no, he's Mice Trae. Because he's too little. Mice Trae. I stand by it.
Is he not a two-time All-Star?
Yeah. Way to go.
But that's what you hype about Ben Simmons.
Well,
he's an All-Star.
Three-time All-Star.
Okay, for a while. Yeah. He's been in the league longer than Trae Young.
I'll take Ben Simmons any day or night over Trae Young.
Take him where?
He's cute.
He hasn't played in a year.
He's a cute little sideshow.
But hold on. Do you want to take Ben Simmons? Why did you just bash him?
Mm.
You take him. He's on your team. You like to have that. You got him.
Yeah.
So why are you bashing him?
Well, he's got some sort of problems injury.
Whoa. So why would you want a guy that got a problem?
Because I have watched him be way better than Trae Young in this league for 4 years.
Not in the playoffs. Well, you've never watched Ben Simmons in the playoffs be better than Trae.
Yes, I
have. Skip, Trae Young got
Trae
to
Young's
the...
Trae Young's a nightmare in the playoffs.
Skip, he got to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He's a nightmare. They have to win in spite of it.
So let me ask you a question. If Trae Young is a nightmare in the playoffs, what the hell is Ben Simmons?
I don't know. He's Defensive Player of the Year.
No, he's not that.
And
he's
Trae Young can't guard anybody.
Skip, your guy won't shoot the ball. Your guy won't make a free throw. Your guy will not get off the bench. And you say Trae Young is a nightmare and Ben Simmons is a what?
Okay, why do you have to keep changing the subject? Are you willing to admit you're wrong about Trae
Young? No!
You said he's a superstar.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You come out here every day.
I said he was a star. I said he was a star. I didn't say he was a superstar. Okay. He's a two-time All-Star.
Would you agree he's overrated?
No, he's not overrated.
He's
not overrated. No, he's not.
Okay, way to go, Shannon. Ate it again.
But
the Nets are the favorite. The Nets were the favorite to win the title. They were the betting favorites.
Changing subject.
So what is KD going to do?
Changing subject.
You know what?
Back
against wall. Change subject. Let's talk about Kevin Durant because I can't defend Trae Young.
He's bothered by all of this. He just tweeted this morning, another day, another opportunity. That opportunity comes tomorrow, 7 p.m. tip-off. No mercy.